The Maine Real Estate and Development Association holds an annual Look Ahead conference today. It'll be online, of course. I spoke yesterday with Shannon Richards. She is with Hayrunner, a real estate servicing company, and vice president of the association, which goes by the acronym MERIDA. We talked about how the pandemic-induced slowdown has affected various sectors of the real estate industry. One area that seems unaffected has been housing.
Yeah, I think there was a bit of a shudder. Realtors and real estate transactions were not considered an essential service right at the beginning. You know, I think there's been and like you said, residential, there's been an exodus from some of the nearby urban centers like New York and Boston. So we're seeing the influx of need for housing here.
We certainly have heard that some smaller businesses have been in trouble as a result of the pandemic and the economic disruption. What's been the impact on the commercial real estate market?
Well, you know, there's a lot of drivers. Marijuana, the cannabis industry, is a part of the commercial market, and that is driving income into a sector that you would think would be really suffering. I think retail and restaurant is where you see some really big problems. But, you know, if you come to the conference, you'll hear some things that might surprise you. It is interesting.
Such as?
Well, Athleta, leisure wear downtown, is doing really well because everybody's doing meetings with their sweatpants on, apparently.
Or getting outside for that daily walk.
Right. Yeah. The roads are filled with walkers these days. So, you know, it depends. You know, our friends who own restaurants in our communities are struggling. That is a big deal.
Are there other sectors of the real estate business that have been particularly affected in one way or another?
Yeah, I would say that on the receiving end of the worst effects in our marketplace, in our industry of real estate, would be the hotels. I think we're going to see 2021 we're going to see the results of some of the hardships of last year from, you know, people who are hanging on in any business. An upset like this, the last time, you know, I owned a business, the last time we had a major upset in the economy, and what it does is it really kind of shakes out the clingers, the people who are barely clinging on, the businesses that are barely hanging on. And then it does sometimes catapult some people into new positions. And we see economically, we see people really can benefit and businesses can benefit from an economic upset.
Going into the pandemic and this slowdown, there was a lot of talk about construction costs that were rising sharply. Is that still an issue for developers who are trying to build?
There was an adjustment over the last few years that was really hard on developers, where due to the labor retiring and lack of labor, materials, especially metal, coming in from everything gets shipped to China and then they have to ship it back to us. So we're really seeing a lot of our materials going up. We saw it reset maybe 30% over a couple years. Now we're seeing that hold, but we had a delay of getting materials from Canada. The borders were shut down.
Well, as you peer ahead into 2021, how does it look to you?
I think there's going to be problems. I think we're going to see the results of the issues from last year. There's going to be sectors that have hard times, but I believe that overall, the economy in Maine and the industry of real estate design, construction, and development is actually going to be in a pretty good position in 2021.
Shannon Richards of the Hayrunner and the vice president of the Maine Real Estate and Development Association, which is holding one of its annual conferences virtually this year. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Erwin. Great to meet you.